All right, ready to go deep. Today, we're taking a look at Megidokan.
Megidoshin.
Yeah, it's like this tiny online forum, you know. You probably never even stumble across it if you weren't looking for it.
As Nadish.
Oh, it definitely is. But that's what makes it so interesting, right? We've got these excerpts from a single thread, just a snapshot from February 27th of this year.
Hmm. So like a little window into this hidden world.
Exactly. It's like we're deciphering a secret code, figuring out the rituals and the drama of this online tribe. And believe me, there's drama.
I'm intrigued already.
Oh, you will be. So the forum itself seems to revolve around pop culture, but not just any pop culture.
What do you mean?
Well, there's a lot of talk about older stuff, 80s and 90s anime, classic video games, that kind of thing.
Oh, the nostalgia factor.
Yeah, exactly. But there's this weird undercurrent, too. Something a little bit darker.
Darker.
Yeah, like a lot of the posts have this edge to them, you know, almost aggressive. And right at the center of it all is this user, GSATVFWLCOB. We'll just call them VFWLCOB for short. Trust me, it'll save us a lot of time. Now, VFWLCOB is, how do I put this, a real piece of work. They're constantly stirring the pot, throwing out insults, and just generally being disruptive.
Sounds like your typical internet troll.
Kind of, but it's more than that. VFWLCOB is strategic, almost surgical in their approach.
Surgical?
Yeah, like they're targeting people's insecurities, their beliefs, even their mental health. Like, there's this one post where they say, you know, you can still be an asshole even if you're a literal aspie that can't understand the point of listening to albums and solely plays puzzle games, right?
Aspie.
Yeah, it's a term sometimes used for people with Asperger's. Using it like that as an insult, it's not cool.
Definitely not. But it gives you a sense of the level VFWLCOB is operating on. It's personal, it's inflammatory, and it gets a reaction.
Oh yeah, the reactions are a whole other story. Some people seem amused by VFWLCOB, like they're watching a car crash in slow motion.
The rubbernecking effect.
Exactly. One user even wrote, it's just beginning. Everyone is advised to tread lightly, like they're hyping up a boxing match or something.
Others probably just try to ignore VFWLCOB, right?
Yeah.
Hoping they'll go away if no one engages.
Right. But then you have users like RBPVHJB, who seem to get off on arguing with VFWLCOB, going back and forth in these long, winding debates.
So Megidoshin has its own way of dealing with this kind of chaos.
It's like this bizarre ecosystem that's adapted to having this irritant constantly poking at it.
Fascinating. It makes you wonder, what is it about this specific community that allows someone like VFWLCOB to not only exist but thrive?
Right. Or maybe, and this is where it gets really interesting, is there some unintended purpose that VFWLCOB is serving within this ecosystem?
I like where you're going with this, because even though VFWLCOB is constantly throwing bombs, they are bringing up some important topics. Mental health, online ethics.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in there, just buried under a layer of vitriol.
Exactly. They're like this abrasive, what's the word, like sandpaper maybe? Roughing up the surface and forcing these issues out into the open, whether the community wants to deal with them or not.
Abrasive but effective?
Maybe. But there's this other layer to VFWLCOB, something that really sets them apart from your typical internet troll.
Oh, and that is?
Their obsession with hypnosis, like full-on mind control stuff. And VFWLCOB isn't shy about sharing their expertise on the subject.
Okay, now that's creepy, especially considering how controlling they already seem.
Oh, yeah. It gets weirder. We'll dig into all that in the next part. But let's just say things get a little unsettling.
So about that hypnosis thing, it's kind of a lot to take in.
Yeah, especially with everything else we've learned about VFWLCOB.
Like their need to control every conversation.
Exactly. It's like they don't just want to win arguments, you know?
They're like, program everyone to agree with them.
Right. And this whole hypnosis obsession seems to be mixed up with their other fixations.
Fixations.
Yeah, like that intense nostalgia they have for all things 80s and 90s.
Ah, right, right. The music, the movies, all that.
They go on and on about how everything was better back then. But it's not just like missing the good old days.
It's deeper than that.
Way deeper. It's like VFWLCOB sees these old movies and video games as having this hypnotic power.
Whoa, hold on. Hypnotic power.
Yeah, like they could actually like implant ideas into people's minds.
Okay, I'm following. I mean, nostalgia can be powerful. I get that. It takes you back to a simpler time.
Right, but for VFWLCOB, it's more than just a feeling.
It's a weapon.
Almost. Like they're saying, I lived through it, you didn't, so I know better.
Ah, so they're using it to establish dominance.
Exactly. Like all those 80s cartoons, totally brainwashing the youth.
Okay, that's a bit much, but I see your point. It's about control, right?
Control, manipulation, yeah. They keep saying these old video games especially. They had this power to shape people's minds.
Like a secret code embedded in the pixels?
Something like that. They're practically building a whole mythology around it.
So VFW-LCOB is this hypnotist guru who has all the answers from the past.
It's wild, right? But the question is, how does the rest of the forum react to all this?
Good question. I mean, some people seem to just ignore them, right? Like, it's Tupurg.
Tupurg is fascinating. Super active in other threads, but barely acknowledges VFWLCOB.
Maybe they just don't want to engage with the drama.
Smart move. But you have to wonder, does that silence make VFWLCOB even more obsessed?
Oh, like a challenge.
Totally. It's like VFWLCOB can't figure them out, so they keep poking and prodding.
It's classic troll behavior, right? Silence is defeat. Got to get a rise out of someone.
Exactly. And it's like, the more Tupurg ignores them, the more VFWLCOB fixates on their interests.
Puts them down, right.
Oh, absolutely. They're always saying how puzzle games are for robots and Tupurg's coding skills are pointless.
Ouch. Trying to make them feel small, huh?
It's really nasty. But what's interesting is Tupurg doesn't even seem to care.
They just keep on posting, like water off a duck's back.
It's pretty impressive, actually. They've got this, like, inner strength that VFWLCOB can't touch.
You know, it makes you think about how we often talk about online echo chambers.
Where everyone just agrees with each other all the time.
Exactly. But here, you've got this push and pull, these totally different personalities colliding.
And it's not just about personalities clashing. It's about ideas, about how we engage online.
Right. It shows that even these tiny little corners of the internet can be super complex.
Definitely. And sometimes those clashes can lead to some unexpected outcome.
Outcomes.
Yeah, like even though VFWLCOB is trying to cause chaos.
Which they are really good at, by the way.
No argument there. But sometimes their crazy statements actually spark these, like, deeper conversations.
I'm listening.
Well, think about it. When VFWLCOB says something outrageous, everyone else has to react, right?
Yeah, they have to defend their own beliefs or explain why they disagree.
And in doing that, they reveal something about themselves, about what's important to them.
So VSWLCOB, the agent of chaos, is actually making people think.
It's ironic, right? Like, they're this unintentional therapist pushing everyone to confront their own biases.
It's fascinating how these online ecosystems can be so unpredictable.
Totally. There's always more going on beneath the surface than you might think.
And as deep divers, it's our job to keep digging, right? Mm. Uncover those hidden meanings and motivations.
Exactly. And in this case, we're just getting started. We haven't even touched on VFWLCOB's political views yet.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other rabbit hole.
Right. And then there's their weird fixation on specific works of art, how they connect everything back to their worldview.
There's so much more to unpack here. And honestly, I think the deeper we go, the weirder it's going to get.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. Okay, so VFWLCOB's politics. We kind of touched on it earlier, but it's weird, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's like they're pulling ideas from everywhere.
One minute they're like praising Biden for being authoritarian.
And then they'll turn around and complain about government overreach.
It's like, what are they even trying to say?
It's almost performance art, you know? Like they're trying to be as shocking as possible.
But there's also this like weird sincerity to it.
Yeah, it's not all in act. There are genuine beliefs in there somewhere.
It's like they're trying to break down these traditional left-right categories.
Right. Forcing people to question their own assumptions.
Which, again, ties back to that whole control thing.
They want to manipulate how people think about everything.
Speaking of manipulation, we haven't even talked about hypnodrag yet.
Oh, right. The person they claim to have hypnotized.
They talk about it so casually, like it's no big deal.
But the way they describe it, it's pretty disturbing.
Like, they basically say they ruin this person's life.
Whoa. Really? I mean, we don't know how much of that is true.
Right, it could be exaggerated. But even if it is, it's still creepy.
Yeah, it definitely reveals something about their mindset.
This need for control, this desire to dominate.
It seems to be at the core of everything they do online.
It's like they see the internet as this giant experiment.
Where they can test out their manipulation tactics.
Exactly. And this thread, with all its drama and chaos, is like their laboratory.
You're trying to see what works, what buttons they can push.
But here's the thing. They're not always successful, right?
No, definitely not. People push back, they call them out.
They refuse to be controlled.
And that's what makes this whole deep dive so interesting, I think.
It's not just about VFWLCOB and their mind games.
It's about how the community responds, how they adapt and survive.
It's like this little microcosm of the whole internet, you know?
Where everyone's trying to figure out what's real and who to trust.
Exactly. And in the midst of all that chaos, people are still finding ways to connect.
And build relationships, to create something meaningful.
It's kind of hopeful, actually. Even in the darkest corners of the internet, there's still humanity.
And sometimes even the most disruptive forces can teach us something.
So I guess what we've learned from this deep dive is, well, it's complicated, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think it shows that online communities, even the weird ones, are more than just data points.
They're filled with real people, with complex emotions and motivations.
And maybe by studying these online interactions, we can learn something about ourselves.
About how we communicate, how we build relationships, how we navigate this increasingly digital world.
It's a lot to think about. But that's what these deep dives are all about, right?
Exactly. Pushing ourselves to see things from different perspectives.
And hopefully coming out the other side with a little more understanding.
So on that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive into the strange and fascinating world of Mejido-chan. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.